In my experience, organisations are motivated by one of two factors, either fear or opportunity. A young, hungry company's motivation lies in new opportunities. Opportunities to grab market share or disrupt a sector or leapfrog the dominant players. And digital gives them that opportunity. More well-established companies find their motivation in fear. Fear that their existing business model is going to be disrupted or fear that the sector will change in some way. If that is your organisation, then watch out, because digital is about to do exactly that. In this post, I want to show you the amazing opportunities and worrying threats that digital brings, and I want to do that through four case studies. I want to avoid the classic stories of iTunes versus music retailing or Blockbusters versus Netflix. I've written about those before. Instead, I'm going to focus on examples that are in the midst of being disrupted right now. For those of you who are hungry for new opportunities, it will spark some ideas about how you can disrupt your sector. For those of you who are looking to maintain your market share, then it should motivate you to adapt. Our first story is that of Uber. Uber is disrupting the taxi service and using digital to do it. In particular, it is using digital to improve the user experience. And in doing so, they've ruffled a lot of feathers, not least amongst London taxi drivers. The problem is that catching a taxi in London is horrendous. Not only is it expensive, but it's also a painful experience. Hailing a London taxi can be a nightmare at certain times of the day, and most taxis don't take cards, so you have to go and visit an ATM. When you do get a taxi, you're then reliant on their knowledge of London, because they don't have GPS fitted. Finally, when you reach your destination, you sit in traffic waiting for them to give you your change and receipt, and it's all a bit of a stressful experience. In contrast, Uber makes it easy. You order your driver via a mobile app, your location gets sent to the nearest driver who comes to pick you up. The app gives you the ETA for the driver and also an estimated fee for the trip. The driver then takes you to your destination while you follow along on the app, confident that they're not taking you the long way round. When you arrive, you get out and walk away. Payment is automatically charged to your credit card and a receipt emailed to you. It's hardly surprising that Uber is taking off in a big way. They are using digital to create a much better user experience, and the London cabbies don't like that. They've gone on strike to protest against Uber. Much like music retailers when Napster first appeared, they're claiming that Uber is breaking the law. But in truth, they don't like the fact that the landscape has changed, that digital has enabled others to compete, and that their knowledge of London and its streets is obsolete in a world of GPS. Instead of adapting, they're shouting, "It's not fair." But in truth, the better user experience will win out in the end, fair or not. Another example of a new player disrupting an existing market is FreeAgent. However, unlike Uber, FreeAgent has focused on providing self-service, thereby saving the customer money. FreeAgent is essentially a bookkeeping app. It allows small businesses to manage their taxes, invoicing, projects and clients all in one place. Where once you'd have to hire a bookkeeper to manage your accounts, today you can do it yourself. FreeAgent does away with the need for bookkeepers, but it also makes managing a small business easier. It allows the business owner to focus on doing their job and not managing paperwork. Dealing with accountants is a pain for most small business owners, and so there is a real opening here to simplify the experience. But until digital, it was a kind of necessary evil. Today, all that has changed, and you can expect the world of bookkeeping to change too over the coming years. But it's not just new players that are making good use of digital to grab market share. Traditional businesses are too. DPD is a parcel delivery company that has been around since 1970, yet today they are leapfrogging their competitors with a superior digitally driven service. Consumers have come to love DPD, and they've won major contracts with the likes of Amazon because of that. So why do consumers like DPD so much? Well, it's because they have a digital offering that allows a superior service. Getting a parcel delivered is a disruptive process. Most companies will give you a day for delivery, but that's all. This means you have to be home all day to receive it. You can't even pop out for a pint of milk for fear of missing them. DPD realise this and have enhanced their experience. For a start, you will receive an email or text the day before with a 1-hour slot. This is calculated by a complex back-end system using previous delivery data. Next, on the day of delivery, you can go to the DPD website and track your delivery in real time. The GPS coordinates of the driver are shown on a map, allowing you to judge whether you have 10 minutes to pop to the shops. It even tells you how many deliveries it has to go before it reaches you. By taking digital technology such as GPS, DPD have gained a competitive advantage over their competition. Digital can also be used to carve out a niche in even the most well-established of industries. Take GoHenry. They provide bank accounts for children. If you're a parent, you know how much of a pain pocket money is. Kids want to buy stuff online so they can't use the cash you've given them. Or they don't have their money when you go to a shop, so you end up paying for it on card. Then there are the chores and helping them learn about money management. Once they're about 10 years old, then you can get them a bank account. But most bank accounts are not set up for kids. Most banks don't allow children to access their banking app, and so they don't know how much money they've got in their account. Also, you've got no control over what they spend their money on. GoHenry saw this need and identified a way of using digital to solve the problem. That has allowed them to take a neglected part of the banking sector and create a thriving business using digital. With GoHenry, you can give your child a debit card and you can set all kinds of limits on it. You can also set up chores so they can earn extra money, and pocket money is automatically paid so you don't have to remember each week. The child's experience is better too, because they can look up how much money they've got and they can also set up savings goals for that latest Xbox game. What's the unifying factor between these four stories? Is it the disruptive impact of digital? Well, kind of. What each story has in common is that digital has created a better user experience. It has improved the user experience, and that is what has been disruptive. Look at your own business, get to understand the user experience, and then look for ways that digital can enhance that experience. It's only when you do that that you will really be able to embrace the new opportunities digital provides or stave off the threats that it introduces.